Hare Krishna. So now we are beginning the December 2008 annual goal workshop seminar, in which we are focusing, purposely focusing our attention on pleasing Lord Krishna, which is the goal of life. Without pleasing the Lord, any kind of activity in this world, even if it appears to be elaborately done, is known as shrama. Shrama eva hi kevalam. Definitely shrama. Shrama means labor for its own sake, without any tangible result, without a result that matters in eternal time. And it's definite that this is true. If without pleasing the Lord, shrama eva hi kevalam. Kevalam means definitely. Eva means certainly. So it's certain and definite that without pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, our work, our activities are not useful. They're shrama. They're useless activities. So the goal of this seminar and workshop is to set goals. And goals in which we can improve our service in many different ways. I mean, there are unlimited ways to increase our service and ways that we can qualitatively improve. Devotional service is never stagnated, but it perpetually and eternally expands in quality and quantity. There's never a point at which the devotee becomes completely satiated and says, now I've reached the pinnacle. But we're perpetually students, and we go on forever increasing our service to the Lord. And there's in this, there is great happiness and ecstasy. It's useful, therefore, to think very deeply about how to do that. Because if I deliberately decide that I will increase my service, then every day, every minute actually becomes dynamic and exciting, because I have a purpose and I know that the purpose is eternally useful because I'm increasing my service to the Lord. I'm expanding. So today we're going to spend this time at the end of the year. It's also a good time of year to do this because there are certain times of the day, there are certain times of the year which are called sandhyas, which are demarcated. There's a transition going on. And even though it may not be completely astrological, the end of the Western calendar is one of those periods of time when it's a good idea to think about what I'm going to do in the next calendar year and how I'm going to improve my service. It's something we can measure. And this is absolutely within the realm of pure devotional service. As the Goswamis, Srinivasacharya sings, Sankhya Purvakanama Gahananatibi Kalavasani Krito. Sankhya means that they're counting and deliberately planning their days, their weeks, their months, their year around pleasing Krishna. How many rounds to chant, how many shastras they'll study, how many devotees they'll serve, on and on. This is real happiness in life, actually, to fill the mind like this. This is part of the meaning of this verse and the fulfillment of the verse, manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mami vaishasi yukvaivam atmana matparayana. How to engage the mind in Krishna's service. Srila Prabhupada speaks about this in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the verse in which he talks about practical service, and engaging the senses, engaging the mind in practical service. And by that, we become absorbed in Krishna. Our minds become absorbed, our senses become absorbed. So we should plan for it. And just as much as the CEOs and the planners for large corporations whose main interest is profit, they want to make a profit for the shareholders, they plan ahead very carefully. Right, Aunt Supriya? She's smiling. Everyone knows that a lot of planning goes on. And there, for those who are successful in so-called material life, this kind of planning goes on perpetually. So we use all the same ideas, the same techniques, and we focus our attention on ways that we can improve our devotional service. So that's what we're doing here today. Come together, for all the devotees here are obviously interested in advancing in devotional service. So we're going to have a discussion about goals and how they're important. We're going to talk amongst ourselves about setting goals. And as I'll repeat throughout the seminar, goal setting is not that difficult. Sometimes there's whole books written about it and, talks about how to visualize and how to, anchor and focus and things like that. But here's the essence of goal setting. Are you ready for the essence of goal setting? Decide, okay. Rasikananda, tell me when you're ready. So here it comes. If you don't take anything else home today from this, decide what you want and write it down. I'll say it again. Decide what you want and write it down. That's simple. Because there are a lot of things that we want, and we let them float around in our head, in our mind, in our heart for a long, long time before we actually grab onto them. But the process of deliberately writing them down means that they're beginning to manifest already. Everything in the universe comes about from a subtle plane into a gross plane. You can read about it in the Srimad Bhagavatam, about how the universe manifests from subtle energy, and then it becomes grosser and grosser, and then manifests what we see here, creation of the three modes of material nature. So similarly, when we have some ideas for improving our devotional service, making our sadhana better, making our service to the devotees better, so on and so forth, when we think about it, when we have that impetus within our heart, the best time to do it is right when you're feeling it, when you have that strong feeling, when you're thinking, oh, I'd like to do this, I'd like to improve my japa, and write it down. Because then it's actually going from a feeling, from a thought, to the grosser level, it's manifest actually on paper. And this is how you build a skyscraper also. Skyscraper starts as an idea. People get together and they say, it would be nice to have everyone together in one big tall building, and then we can, be in the same place at the same time. And then they say, well, how are we going to do it? I don't know. Let's sketch something out. And they say, well, here's what it would look like, this big, tall thing. And then now it's already starting to manifest. And then the ideas come in more and more, and they get written, and the blanks get filled in. And then, from there, it becomes grosser and grosser. Then you go get the materials and the planning. Everything takes place, and the building comes up. So the same thing in our life. Prabhupada talks about this in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything starts from sound vibration. And when we decide we have that impetus for increasing our service, and then we write it down, and we focus on it, and we plan for it, then on a regular daily basis, regular monthly basis, a regular yearly basis, we can improve our service and become more fixed on the Lord. Manmana bhava mad bhakto. Our mind can be focused on how to serve him better. When I was in Vrindavan one year, in Srila Prabhupada's room, this is after his disappearance, it's still there actually, you can go see, there's a little museum of all his personal effects. And one of the things I saw was a little notebook that he used to carry around with him. I carry something like that also wherever I go. I have this little book always something like this, because when something comes to me, an idea, a thought, a goal, then I'm able to capture it, along with other things. But Prabhupada had a little book like this too. I got mine after I saw Prabhupada. Of course. Yeah, sure. Pens, I'll take them. Thank you. And I looked in that little book, Hare Krishna, and Prabhupada had a little notation in there about meeting the Queen of England. And some other notations I couldn't quite read because some of them were faded and things like that. But I realized Prabhupada was always thinking and planning and goal setting on how to expand the Sankirtan movement. He was thinking like that. So, this is the main technique for expanding our service that we're talking about today, is this kind of goal setting, is getting in the habit of planning to increase our service and then writing it down. And from there, we can actually implement. Here are some pencils, mechanical pencils, and also for those of you who don't have a notebook or something like that, I have these 4x6 cards. Pass those around. Does anyone else keep a little notebook when they carry around? Partha has one. Hold it up. You can see Partha's in the back. See him in the very back there? He's got that little notebook. Anybody else keep one? You have one? Okay. Keep a journal, notebook, anybody else? Rakshit Prabhu, where's yours? Keep it right there. Okay. All right. Anybody want to keep one who doesn't have one? Here. Had one extra. Oh, I'll bring you one later. I will. I'll bring you one if you want one. Sorry about that. I have lots of them. I inherited this neurotic tendency from my mother. We used to laugh about this because she collected notebooks all the time. It represents some kind of potential or something. And whenever I see a notebook, I always want to buy it and bring it home. And then I realize I have, as Nirkula just mentioned, I have drawers full of them. Oh, is that right? I have some of those too. Yeah. Do we have the microphones ready to circulate too? Okay, all right. So it's a good idea to have a notebook and carry it with you and keep your thoughts and ideas in it, because oftentimes what happens is these great ideas and plans and goals, you know, you'll think of them just at a time when it may be really inopportune time to do anything about it. But if somehow or other you can lock it in by writing it down, just put it on your notebook, then later you can come back and collect that and make some action steps towards making it happen. So that's a good idea. So that's the theme today, is really to come together with this purpose of goal setting and using it as a technique to increase our service and to please the Lord. And we'll start with a little kirtan, and then from there I have some quotations from Srila Prabhupada. We'll also go into some goal setting just today, where we can practice writing down some of the things that you already have in your mind that you want to do. And then we'll talk about some categories. It's nice to think about categories too, because we all have different areas of our life. Some of them are compartmentalized. They're different. Like you have your professional life at Cisco, and then you have your temple life, and you have your family life, and so on and so forth. Of course, for devotees, you know, they sort of merge together in a way, but in another way, they're separate, and they may have separate goals for those. There's also goals for health. This has come up a lot lately because we've found that devotees over time who are very eager to spread the Sankirtan movement have a tendency to just forget all about their health. And we used to think that was probably a badge of courage. I know when I was young, devotees would just sacrifice their whole body, you know, for the Sankirtan movement. Go out every day, never take a break. You know, exercise wasn't really thought of very highly. It was probably considered to be Maya back in the old days, you know, honestly. And a lot of devotees are paying for it now. You're all young, but when you start getting older, these kinds of things are important. And our body, after all, is an instrument to be used in Krishna's service. So there's an area in which we should think about health goals too. We need to have a balanced life. Kamasya nendriya pritir labu jivita yavata. Jivasya tatva jignasya narto yascheha karmabi. Means that life's desires should never be directed towards sense gratification, but we should live a healthy life, Bhagavatam says, balanced, but only so that we can inquire about the absolute truth. And so I'm saying this, that there's a category where we have to balance and take care of our health. We can't just, you know, give it all and not take time for our health. So that's a category. And then, of course, family, too. We talked about this at Gita Priya's birthday party. But it has to do with the fact that it takes time and work in married relationships to have balance and communication, and we have to take time for these things so that we can have a balanced life. So I'm saying there are many different categories and areas where we can make goals. And then within our spiritual practice, very exciting things like deciding ahead of time that you want to read certain books. And there's a way to do that through goal setting that it becomes very encouraging. A lot of you already have seen the chart, Be a Sage, page by page. Seen that? And I think we even sent it out as an attached file, right? It's still there online available for everybody. We can send it out again if it's not there, if we can send it individually. But what it does is it breaks down all the different books, for instance, Srimad Bhagavatam. If you decided, you made a goal today that you want to read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. Who here has read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam? One. Okay. So, two. Srivats has read the whole thing. And Chandra has read the whole thing. Okay, so now, say I haven't read the whole thing, but... Huh? And Guranga Kishore is raising his hand. Thank you, Guranga. If you want to read the whole Bhagavatam, there's a couple ways of looking at it. You can become overwhelmed and say, you know, it's so long and so many verses and I'll never get to it. Therefore, why try, you know? Or you could break it down and say, well, if I were going to complete it in 5 years, how many pages would I have to read every day? And if you look at it like that, it becomes altogether possible because it comes down to maybe only 15 pages a day or something like that. I'd have to recheck on the chart. But it's definitely something attainable we can look at. That's goal setting. That's an example of how you can become much more efficient. And you can decide, I'm going to read the whole Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita over a certain period of time. And as I said last night, we're going to be 5 years older in 5 years anyway. Hare Krishna, nice to see you. We're going to be 5 years older in 5 years anyway. So why not have a plan every day to make some progress? It makes every day a success because we made a little bit of progress towards our goal. And then, of course, there'll be times when we can do more, when you'll feel impetus and you have a break, or when you're traveling and you have time to read more. I'm talking about maybe, say, a goal of reading the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a good goal to have, right? I mean, how many people in the population have read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam? Who's aspiring for it, actually, to read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam? Not many, and you are, yes. So, it's a good question to ask, you know, why aren't I aspiring to read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam? And there may be many different answers. One is that it seems overwhelming, I don't know how to do it, I don't have time, so many things like that. Through goal setting, we can make a plan and say, here's how I can do it. Or even if it takes 10 years, who cares? Or you know, you can even do it faster and say, you know, I'll read it in 1 month, like maybe Chandra does. I've heard rumors, Chandra. People are talking. So, anyway, these are exciting things because then life becomes a dynamic experiment every day to see how I can move towards my goals. And if the fact is, from the famous line from Alice in Wonderland, that if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. You just wander. And we go from minute to minute, and there's no control of the mind in that case. But when you have a devotional goal and you're living a balanced life, then you can move ahead very swiftly, and it becomes exciting and dynamic. So those are some of the things we're going to talk about today. And then we can write some things down, pass out these cards for those of you who don't have books. And also, the card's a good idea anyway, because another thing about goals is, what can happen, is you can write them down and then throw them in the drawer. And then come around this time next year, you pull it out again and say, oh, that was a good idea. Too bad I didn't do it. But what I've found, one goal I made last year was that I would keep all my goals visible. That was my first goal, that any of the goals I made, I would make it visible. So by, you know, make your primary goals on something that you can move around, that you can take with you, or you can paste on your, you know, hang it from the bottom of your computer screen, or somewhere that where you're looking all the time to review it. Because where attention goes, energy flows. And if your attention goes away from the goals and you're not thinking about them, your mind won't go towards them. But if you see them and you remember them regularly, then you'll go towards that. These are some of the ideas from that we're going to go over today. Does anybody have any comments so far? Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotara Satashi Shimada Bhai Charanada Vinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotara Satashi Shimada Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Ki. Anatta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki. Nama Charya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki. Prems Gaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Srivasari Go Bhaktivinda Ki. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gogobina Shyamakunda Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki. Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki. Sri Mayapur Navadip Dham Ki. Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki. Jamunamai Gangamai Ki. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Goprimanande. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Manatam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadahmayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadvatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindabanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, first of all, we have a lot to be grateful for. The first of which is the association of the devotees. Our life is practically, it is, it's barren without devotee association. And it's Krishna's blessing to us to be in the association of devotees. Somehow we're born in a certain place and there are kinds of events that take place in our life, but Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hrida Sherajuna Tishtiti Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Yantra Rujani Mayaya, that he's directing us from within the heart. And although I may think I'm moving myself around from here to there, actually the Lord's moving us. And he's moving everyone else around us in certain ways too. And for us to be in the association that we're in the place where we are, all from different parts of the world and, you know, with different kinds of backgrounds and agendas, it's amazing, actually. And to remember that constantly is a source of happiness, actually. To start there, to remember how we've been blessed with the association of devotees. And Ramananda Roy, of course, told Lord Chaitanya when he asked, what's the greatest suffering in the world? And Ramananda Roy said, I know of no other suffering except separation from the Vaishnavas. There is no other kind of suffering equal to that. It's like being in a dry desert. But wherever there's devotees, even if you are in the dry desert, you'll be happy. Because the devotees carry Krishna within their hearts, and their goals are set towards going back to Godhead. And if we're around those kinds of devotees who are interested in going back to Godhead, then we'll also be perpetually interested in going back to Godhead. So that's one thing to be grateful for. Another thing is how beautiful Radha Madan Mohan looked today. Garang Kishore told me that he spent hours just making Krishna's turban during the program yesterday. He was there. And, you know, this is what we're talking about in devotional service. You can spend hours making a turban. You can spend years learning how to make a turban. There's a seminar that I saw that Ramabhadra Prabhu from New York, who is an eternal, perpetual pujari, and he gives a seminar about how to make turbans. You know, you could spend your whole life, you could spend for eternity making turbans for the Lord, actually, and perfecting it. Just so. In fact, in the spiritual world, there are devotees that, you know, have one service, to make garlands or to dress the Lord or to get his flute ready for him or something like that. And just in that one service, there's eternal engagement that can always get better, and there's nuance to it. So there's no lack of areas to make goals, and it's all exciting. It's very exciting because it means you can decide. We're human beings, and we've come to the perfection of human life, which is to be in devotee association. And from there, we can decide, I would like to serve the Lord better. And from there, the Lord will give us from within the heart the impetus to do that. He'll give us all arrangement. And practically, as we see, we were reading last night from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He said, I'm practically blind, invalid, and my hands are shaking as I'm writing this. But somehow, I'm writing it. How? Because he was empowered by Krishna. So Krishna can empower us to do any kind of service for him if we simply have the desire and we're forward-looking. Prabhupada used to encourage devotees. In fact, this is the meaning of empowerment, that everyone has their individual impetus to serve Krishna. This is the meaning of ISV. It means individual, spontaneous, and voluntary. And this is the atmosphere in which real devotional service takes place. It's not slavery. Well, some people call it divine slavery. But actually, it's the eternal impetus of the soul to serve Krishna more and more. And this is where the real juice, the real rasa in life is, to be situated in this and to realize the possibilities that I can increase my service. Isn't it exciting? To think about just the service of Sankirtan, how to increase Sankirtan. It's unlimited. Just in the Bay Area, just if we concentrated on San Jose, it would be unlimited. The different ways that we could do it and how we could make it better. And we've been doing that ever since we put our goal towards making Sankirtan better. That's all we've been doing practically. You know, other things are, you know, still coming up different ways. But because we decided, because we made a goal together, that's what's been happening. And Krishna has given us so much resource and intelligence, and especially devotees have come here who specifically, that's all they want to do. And that's how it works. If we're eternal servitors, that's the best part of it. The devotees who are situated in this service mood and want to serve Krishna, in fact, in the spiritual world, they enjoy 10 million times more than Krishna does. That's why the Lord comes as Lord Chaitanya, because he wants to also experience what it's like to be a servitor. So, as far as yoga goes and controlling the mind and senses, the most practical way to do that is to be absorbed in this kind of forward-looking service, how to improve. Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita commentary to 266, disturbance is due to want of an ultimate goal. And when one is certain that Krishna is the enjoyer, proprietor, and friend of everyone and everything, then one can, with a steady mind, bring about peace. And I'd like to concentrate on the first part of this sentence. He says, disturbance is due to want of an ultimate goal. So, having a goal, knowing where we're going and what our intention is, why we're going there, is very important. So, one example is in our chanting. When we're chanting japa, for instance, there's a huge difference in the quality of our japa between just grabbing the beads without much thought, sort of mechanically thinking, I just do this because sometime, a long time ago, I made a vow, and I just grab them and I mindlessly chant. Or sitting down with a very specific prayer. We talked about this in the japa seminar that we did a while back. This is called solemnizing your sankalpa. That you have a specific purpose when you sit down. For instance, oh my Lord, there are some anarthas in my heart that are blocking me from progressing in devotional service. As I'm chanting the Maha Mantra today, please help me remove these anarthas from my heart. Then I begin, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So if my mind and focus is on this goal, whatever it is, or if I'm thinking, I want to serve the devotees better, and I'm desiring to, please show me how to do this, or please put me in a position where I can do it better, or please send me some association that will help me. Anything. In fact, in the Bible it says, ask and you shall receive. So that's easy. That's an easy thing, right? We're the askers. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yovididhati kaman. Means that eternally we exist, and eternally the Lord exists. We're tiny parts of the Lord, and he's the supplier. That's what he does. Bokdaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suriram sarvabhutanam gyafamam shantam prichiti. He's the enjoyer of all sacrifices. He's the proprietor of everything. He's the friend. He's a surit. And as a friend, he's always looking to our welfare and simply to supply what we want. Prahlad Maharaj says, the only problem is that we're asking for the wrong things. You come to a desire tree and ask for an anvil to fall on your head, and you ask for the wrong thing. You come up, please, you know, let an anvil fall on my head. It's your fault you ask for an anvil to fall on your head. Don't ask for that. Ask for something better. So, through association with devotees, through understanding Shastra, we can understand what's the best thing to ask for, and then we can ask for those things. This means setting our goal. So when we chant, this is the good place to begin. Always remember to ask the Lord how I can improve my service, how I can be a better servitor, etc. Does anybody have experience with that? We've talked about it before. Have you done it, and at other times not done it, and noticed the difference? Does anybody want to comment on that? Yes, Hansapriya. And we'll move the microphones really fast. Maybe we'll just have a policy to leave them on. How's that? Let's try that today. Instead of switching them off every time, just leave it on the whole time. Yeah, that's bad? Oh, it does. Okay. Sorry.
One time I was chanting, actually, for a month, and I decided that I'll focus on how I can appreciate and glorify in order to get rid of envy from my mind. And after that, I was chanting or reading or read some car bumper sticker or listen anything which is helping me to appreciate or get rid of envy. My mind will go catch that. So it was really helpful for me to focus on that.
Thank you very much. Very good example. Anybody else? Yes. First of all, we'd like to welcome Nitin. He's come all the way from Boston, and he's a very enthusiastic Sankirtan devotee and servitor in Boston, which is our sister temple. And we're so happy that he's here. Let's please welcome him. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Go ahead, Nitin. Sorry for that.
She's in the Boston temple. She told me once that the more you clearly you chant, the more service you get. So if you keep chanting, and if you're getting more and more service, that means you're improving your chanting.
Nice.
So that's something.
Thank you. Very nice. Anyone else? Yes, Deepak.
I made one resolution earlier to finish my rounds early in the morning, but because of the job, sometimes what happens is, I don't even do half of the round and there are emails or BlackBerry ringing in. One thing which I've experienced is the day I don't follow what I have resolved, the whole day goes back. Mm. And subconsciously is always hurt that I have not done something which I am supposed to do. And it hurts a lot in that day. And if I do my rounds completely in the morning, I think it's just bliss rest of the day.
Nice point. Okay, please, Sukeshwari.
I just feel the same too. If I don't finish my rounds in the morning, I just feel that I just get the number done. I mean, everything else is just completion of the rounds. That's it. I just feel satisfied that I did my rounds, but I don't feel any connection if I don't do it in the morning.
And before chanting, have you had this experience of fixing your mind specifically on a goal as you're chanting?
I tried to do that. I remember after the March Japa workshop for a few days, I did it and it was so helpful. But I personally feel that when I don't focus on it, focus on something and do it, it's, I just start forgetting that I was supposed to have a goal before I start chanting.
Right.
Because I think, I felt that maybe I should write down and put it in front of me, like in one place or just under the DTs where I can see it every day and then, read it and then remember that, because I feel that it's so easy to just think about just finishing your rounds, finishing your rounds, because you have a ton of things that you have to finish in the day.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So the point is to bring our attention back to this practice. So let's try it now. Those of you who don't have Japavis with you, we're going to fix our goal, our sankalpa, and then we're going to chant one round of japa together. Anybody needs japa beads, or do you have yours with you? Who needs some? Here's our stash of 1,000. Thank you very much. Anybody needs a set? We're going to chant one round together. Okay, he'll give it. So now, before you even get your beads, you can start thinking about this. What is the, make a goal before we chant this round, some way that you want to pray to the holy name to improve your service and make a conscious prayer and we'll be chanting, because the prayer is in this vocative form, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and write it down. That's a good idea. Everyone has a piece of paper. We have 4x6 cards. Piece of paper and a pen you need. There's some up here. Okay, please write down, just search your heart for a place where you want to improve your service. Like Hansapriya Mataji had said, she was, how do I become free from envy? Please show me how to become free from envy within my heart. Or there may be some way that, you know, you want to be more enthusiastic, or you want to, be a better servitor in some specific way. Just try this. Write it down. Make this your goal for chanting this one round. And we're going to fix our mind in this mood. Chant to the Lord from our heart to please help us with this way. And just imagine it like this. Prahlad Maharaj says, the Lord is a desire tree. He'll fulfill any desire you have. Ye yatamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham. Just now meditate on the fact that He'll fulfill any desire that you have. So write down what that desire for pure devotional service is. And then we're going to chant with that mood in mind. Did everybody write something down? Yeah. Okay, so let's chant together. Fix your mind on your intention first, and then chant the Maha Mantra as a prayer to the Lord. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.